Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 77. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sarobi Kostafner is the founder of Mind Your Shape and a talented architect and urban planner with a keen eye for design and an authentic appreciation for culture. Sarobi's career began in Mississippi as a young project designer. Following her passion, Sarobi relocated to Milan, Italy for a dual education in urban planning and cultural life within the city. Upon her return to the United States, Sarobi proudly served her country as a civilian working for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which eventually led her to volunteer in Bagram, Afghanistan. Between professional transitions, Sarobi always found a time to give back. She founded a Technicolor rerun in which she collaborates with renowned photographer Josh Haley to bring art, photography, and fun to the Blair E. Batson Children's Hospital in Jackson, Mississippi. Similarly, as an advocate for children and for women in the workplace, Sarobi is often asked to speak to students, particularly young girls, about their professional futures, placing an emphasis on architecture. After spending a nomadic life between the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East, Sarobi has decided to call the Big Apple her home. She currently resides in Brooklyn and works for an award-winning interior design firm in Manhattan. Her favorite subway line is the Q. Her favorite neighborhood is Brooklyn Heights, and she is currently learning Brooklyn patois. I am pleased to have Sarobi Kostafner on our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast to talk about Mind Your Shape. Sarobi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for the intro. That was amazing. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But before we talk about Mind Your Shape, let's talk a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Sure, that's perfect.
Great. Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Vicksburg, Mississippi. My childhood, I would say I had two different ones. I had the one that was in Vicksburg, Mississippi, which was during the school year, which mostly focused on academics. My mom was a chemist, so grades were number one. Then she put me in a lot of extracurricular activities like soccer. I danced, I played the piano, had Girl Scouts, so a little bit of everything.
So you had a very active childhood.
Yes. And in the summers, I was stayed with my grandparents and they had a store. So we helped out in the store, but they also had a garden. So we learned a lot about fresh food and how to make it and how to actually harvest it.
Sounds really good. So you have a little entrepreneurship in your family as well. They have their own store, huh?
Right, yes.
That is so cool. That is really cool. Now, you experienced some severe trauma as a child. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it affected your mental health and body image?
Sure, absolutely. As a child, I was molested, but I actually didn't remember it until I was an adult. And I got to a point where I was severely depressed, which triggered the memory. But it was actually a big incident at school where I started screaming, pretty much scared my classmates because I was like 6 or 7. They took me out of class, still screaming in the principal's office. They called my mom, who came over and rushed me to the emergency room. Got to a point where I blacked out. The doctors ran every test they could think of and didn't find anything wrong with me. My mom said I slept for a few hours, woke up, threw up, and then slept again. And when I say a few hours, it was like 12 to 13 hours. And when I finally came to, she said that I had no recollection of what happened. I couldn't tell her what happened. I had no memory that I went to the hospital. I had no memory that I was ever screaming. So I blocked out the entire thing. But a few weeks later, I gained a lot of weight, and it was really quickly, and it was so noticeable that she was scared for me. She didn't know where it was coming from, and she thought I was seriously sick, like I had cancer or some kind of disease or something. So she started taking me to the doctor in New Orleans, and I went there a lot, and they didn't find anything either. So she was just like, okay, she's just going to be bigger, and that was that.
Was obesity part of your family?
No, that's what's another thing that was so surprising, because like I said, we ate a lot of fresh food from the garden. To this day, my grandmother doesn't have any diseases. So obesity wasn't a big part of my family, and a lot of people are not overweight, especially my immediate cousin and my first cousin. No one's overweight. So that's why my mom was really confused. And she always fed us, so she was like, we didn't have white bread. We didn't have whole milk. So she didn't do a lot of sugar because she would bake from scratch. So she watched what we put in our food. So that's why she was the first person to notice, no, something is wrong with my kid. You don't understand. So I'm really blessed that I had her in my life to kind of understand that something was going on before I even knew.
But your weight gain, okay, was as a result of the trauma that you experienced as a child, but that caused you to eat more, correct?
No, it didn't. Actually, what the eating disorder that I had to deal with is that since I wasn't losing weight or the weight crept on, I started eating less and less.
Less and less,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So it became, and this is still a problem I have today. Just last night, I was at the gym and I was talking to the trainer and she's like, so what are you going to do now? And I'm like, probably just go home. And she's like, and the first thing she said was, and eat dinner, right? Like, yes, and eat dinner. So,
yes.
It's been a really struggle because when you are overweight, the first thing you think to do is I'm eating too much. So when it wasn't caused by eating too much or anything unhealthy at first, you think the first thing to do is cut back on your calories. And there's only so much you can cut back before you get sick, you know?
Yes. Now, realizing that actually eating is one of the best things you can do to lose weight if you're eating the right food.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I've had this problem ever since I can remember. People that have lived with me noticed it. Every trainer I've had noticed it. So eating and, you know, a lot of people would never expect for someone to, that's overweight. The hardest thing for them to do is eat as many calories and as much as you should. But it's really a tough struggle.
Yes. Now, talk about Mind Your Shape and how you came about with the idea.
Sure. Mind Your Shape, as I said, for me, well, let me start with my story, is that since I was always I was very active as far as physically, and then I was eating right besides the starvation part, but for the most part, I was eating pretty good, and the weight wasn't coming off. So I got to a point where I severely got depressed, and I was just tired. I was tired of trying to lose weight because I've been doing it all my life, and it wasn't working. And so I pretty much gave up for a point. Then I noticed I was over 300 pounds, and that's not what I wanted to look like or to be either. I wasn't happy doing that either. So I moved to New York to really find some answers because, like I said, my mom knew it wasn't the food or exercise. And then my doctor, who was a family friend, and she watched me grow up. And I taught her daughter dance. So she knew my exercise program. She knew what I ate. And she knew nobody else in my family was overweight. So I went to her and she was another person. She was the first person that said, it's you. Like, whenever you decide you don't need the weight anymore, it will leave. But you're holding on to it. And I don't know why. And so I came from New York to, I came here because it was, my compromise with my family between going back overseas and living in the U.S. So I felt like this was my little bit of Europe in the U.S. So that's why I moved here. But I also moved here for an answer. Like, I wanted to find the root of why I was keeping this weight on. And the New York doctors here were amazing. They diagnosed me, sent me to a psychologist, and she diagnosed me with untreated PTSD. And severe depression. And so I knew I wasn't the only person that's probably having a hard time losing weight and couldn't figure out exactly why, especially when you were doing what doctor said, what your trainer said, you know, but following the program. And I just really wanted to help other people and then turn something good out of everything that happened to me because I experienced sexual trauma in my later adult life too. And I just felt like I needed to make sense out of all of that and help somebody else.
And that's what brought Mind Your Shape into existence.
Absolutely. Because after I found out what happened to me, I started researching was there a link between the body and the mind? Because it sounds crazy. Like, even when I went to the doctor in New York, you know, for yes. them to tell me that, like, you're holding on to it and you're not letting it go sounded crazy to me. Because when you think about it, it's like, I want to wake up every day thinner. So
right.
I don't know why you're saying I'm holding on to it. But as I got into the therapy, because they sent me to therapy, they're like, we're not going to give you pills or anything like that because that's not the problem. That's not the case. So we're going to go to therapy. And I did behavioral therapy. And what I noticed in behavioral therapy is every time we talk about something uncomfortable or that would make me cry, she would ask me, now, where is that in your body? And it would be different places. Sometimes I would be holding my shoulders really tight, or my feet would be clenched up, or my legs would be tight. I mean, sometimes it was so uncomfortable that I cramped up.
But, interesting. Wow. Yeah. So is Mind Your Shape a not-for-profit organization?
Not at this moment. Right now, it's just the wellness program that I'm going to keep private. And to get members to kind of build up to see if this is actually happening to anybody else, and just to help somebody else lose weight and focus on the wholeness of a person, which is what Mind Your Shape does. We combine the traditional methods, which is eating right and exercising, but it's also a part in there where you actually pass a licensed social worker to see if there's anything deeper that maybe you need to address. So it's focusing on your mental health, your physical health, and then like your spiritual health. The fitness trainer is, he practices yoga and meditation, and in his studio, it actually says align and balance. So, and I love that. I love the fact that it's not just, you know, lift weight, beast mode, train hard. It's about loving yourself, getting your body in balance, and letting all of it go, which is what I had to do a lot. I still have to struggle with that, but I'm getting there.
Oh, most definitely. So it's more like a holistic approach,
yes.
right,
mm-hmm.
to your health. And I noticed you also use not just, like you said, the traditional weight loss methods, but you talk about metaphysical as well.
Right, yes. Definitely training your mind, because yes. with the program, it's also like just we have where you could call in and just talk to somebody for a while. Because a lot of what we hold inside and in our bodies is what our feelings are holding inside. Stress, that shows up in your body. I know perfectly fit people that with stress, it's right in their back, like their back can't move. Now all of a sudden, you know, they're getting cramps. And so a lot of that is stuff that junk of motions that we just need to get out.
Most definitely. So what would you say the overall mission of your organization, of Mind Your Shape, is?
Teach people to be responsible for their own health and to take pride in their well-being, and to basically start them on the journey for a sustainable lifestyle and to increase their quality of life. Like a lot of programs that I know I've done in the past, I couldn't keep up. It was too many hours. It was too much work for to do all the meal prep, and I was never going to eat that way when I left the program. So I wanted to do something that I knew I could keep up. I started working out differently. Always growing up, I was focused on how many minutes I can cut off, or how much weight I could, you know, lift. This time,
yes.
You'll see when the website launches, well, you've already seen that my workouts look a little differently. I started looking externally and what was beautiful around me. So I started enjoying my workout versus trying to kill myself to lose a couple of pounds.
Yes. So that's important to enjoy.
It is.
You got to enjoy the journey.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, what do you think your greatest challenges or the greatest challenges are to treating mental illness and obesity?
For mental illness, first, the greatest challenge is going to be to get it on the national mainframe, to actually call people's attention to this. Because there's scientific research that already exists that's saying that a lot of chronic illnesses, period, come from poor mental health. So it's going to take a lot to get it on the main stage so that we focus on it. Another problem is that therapy and psychiatric psychiatric treatment is expensive. It's really expensive. So one session can cost you $150, $200, and you need to go every week. You know, it's a lot of work.
And yes, it is.
And a lot of people that have mental health problems don't have that type of money, you know, to do that.
Yes.
I didn't have that type of money. Thank God for insurance. And I had a great caseworker who the psychologist called and told her my story and was saying, no, we really need to get her some help, you know. So that's another challenge, the expense for it. And then with the obesity, it's the time frame. Because when you want to lose weight and when you want to heal yourself, period, you want to be okay by the next day. Even when I started this program, I was like, oh, I can do it in a year and everything's going to be great. And I'm in 2016 and I really started in 2015 trying to do this. So I had to basically take 2015 completely just to focus on the therapy. There was nothing else that I could do but that. So it takes a while is going to be the third thing for people to see results and to be patient with themselves is going to be really tough.
Well, how important is support? When you're going through this journey, how important is having your friends or your relatives supporting you through this journey? Is it important to you?
It's the main piece. I had a really great team. I had a really great family. The first people that found out were my family. Well, no, I would say was the photographers I used at first when I was trying to do it by myself. Because before I even signed up for therapy, I was going to do everything by myself. And the photographers were the first people to tell me that you might need some help. Then I met a doctor, and he told me you might need some help. You know, I met him outside of, like, not the medical field, but, you know, just friendship. And he said you might need some help. So I went and told my family that this is what's going on with me. And they began to check on me. But then once I started to do my shape and how I wanted to document this and, like, let the world know to bring awareness to it, I found, like, the makeup artist, the chef, the trainer, the life and social worker, and they were amazing. So I don't think I could have done it without them. Even with this last shoot, I'll use it as an example. I was really, for about a couple of months, I plateaued. And I figured out why I was plateauing because I was really worried about this last shoot. It was a lot of pressure. And I'm like, oh, I must look different from the first one. I have to lose a lot of weight. And I didn't lose anything. You know, I was trying to really force it. And the photographer, we had this big fashion shoot that we're going to do. And it was going to be glamorous and everything. And he called the last minute. He's like, you know what? Let it go. And I said, what? What do you mean, let it go? It's the last shoot. It's the final one. I said, no, we're not doing that. What we're going to do is there's going to be no makeup. Just put on your favorite outfit. We're going to go to Coney Island, and we're going to have fun. And I let it all go. And can you believe I lost 4 pounds in a week? Just from the non-pressure of, like, trying to make myself lose and, you know, not let them down because they've been on this journey with me. So I was just really kind of forcing myself. And he was just like, no, you know, I love you. So we're not going to do this. You know, we got this. We got you. You've done great. We're all proud of you. So we're just going to have some fun on this last one. So support is definitely important because sometimes you're hard on yourself and it takes somebody else to say, you know, you're okay. Relax a little bit.
So you are definitely a work in progress.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what's cool about it, as you were just explaining, you have a nice, strong support team around you, and you're actually documenting your journey, correct?
Correct. Yes.
So you're documenting. So this is great. So this way, not only you, but for others can see your various stages of progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with each stage, I talk about something different that either I was feeling at the time that was going on in the nation or big fear that I had to overcome.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely. But how important is nutrition to your work, to physical and mental health?
Oh, definitely important. But as I was saying, as I mentioned, we grew up knowing nutrition was important because of how we were raised. We didn't get a lot of processed foods. We didn't eat outside the house a lot. So, and I kept that because I even did a little study on the journey just to show that I did have good nutritional habits because, you know, you're always going to have naysayers. Like, no, she probably was just overeating and all this kind of stuff. So I ate really bad for 2 months and broke out everywhere. Like, I documented it. But I just wanted to say that, no, I've always ate pretty well because I'm really into skincare. And what you eat comes out in your skin, whether people realize it, you know, that or not. So nutrition is very key on feeling better. There's this guy named Drew Ramsey that talks about brain food and just how certain foods can make you sluggish or not have a great memory. And if you feed your food body the right things, your mind actually is better with focus, attention, and just memory and learning new things. So nutrition is key. What you put in really does affect how you look, not just how you look, but your emotions.
Yes.
Again, your emotions and then your performance level.
Oh, most definitely. Perfect. And I mentioned nutrition because I also remember I noticed the name Drew Ramsey. You said Drew Ramsey, correct?
Yes.
I know. I saw his name on your website. And talk about your website. And it's what is it? www.mindyourshape.com, correct?
That's correct. The website basically gives my overview of my background of my life, how I got to this point. It gives a little bit of what I call volume one, because as I said, it's a process to get through all of this junk. So the volume one was that 2015 year where I just had to do therapy. With this, volume two is the journey that I just had documenting the process to get to this point. So my next volume will be volume three, where I go from here. But that's in the e-zine. And what I call an e-zine is an e-magazine, kind of like a blog, but I didn't want to call it a blog. But what I'm doing there is I have a psychiatrist that wrote an article. I'll document. I have the chef's foods there. I have how my fitness was got. I have all my photos from where I worked out and took photos externally instead of focusing on how fast I'm going, how much time I'm doing. I took pictures of what I saw and what was beautiful while I was working out. It's also going to have information where you can find the links to find the studies and to find the journals and the articles written about this link between the mind and the body. And I'm going to do that page is going to become more populated because now that I don't have to focus so much on getting the website out there and making sure everything's good, I can now go back into research mode. Right?
Nice.
And continue to talk to people. I talked to a yogi whose interview that's going to come up later in the month after it launches. Her name's Katie, and she was amazing. And the first thing she asked me was about skincare because her problem was with her skin. And for her, she noticed too that as long as she focused on, oh, I'm breaking out, let me do this, let me do that, let me clear it up, it was there. But as soon as she said, you know what, I'm going to go, because she's an actress, I'm going to go to this movie and shoot with these pimples on my face and not think about it. Her skin started to heal, you know, and clear itself. And sometimes we do that. We focus too much on the problem and we just need to leave it alone. Oh, and then there's a part where people can, if you want to document your own journey using my team, you can sign up for that. It won't be launched right away as far as the enrollment because the program is so hands-on that we only have room for a few spots. So we're going to have a newsletter where we can gain interest to see how many people would want to do it. It's definitely just going to be local for right now in New York. Because, like I said, I want people to use my team. And then after that, we'll see about taking it nationally because it's a great program. You feel good afterwards. And I would say this, not to be vain, but stepping on this scale every day versus a photo shoot, you work a lot harder and you stay and you don't cheat as much when you have to get up in front of other people and do a photo shoot versus just check in on the scale. It's a big difference.
Yes, yes.
It's a big difference.
Definitely. So how are you promoting Mind Your Shape?
Right now, just on social media outlets. Okay. We might do some advertising on different blogs, but definitely check out Mind Your Shape on Instagram and then the website. And then my Instagram, which is _Sarobi_. So yes, just social media right now.
Okay. All right. That's Instagram.
Yes.
Right. Okay, good. Now, I understand that you also speak to students, especially young girls. So what do you most want them to walk away with?
That's a great question. The one thing that I always tell girls when I speak to them is love yourself.
Yeah,
and I know that people say that a lot, but we really don't know what that means. Like, we think love yourself just means I'm great and I'm fabulous and that, but it's not. It's also when you don't meet your goals, don't beat yourself up. Having discipline, you know, you want to go out, but you know you want this other goal that you have to meet. So
yes.
Discipline yourself. Just really taking care of yourself. You know, you want that cheesecake, but you know that salad does a lot more for you. So that is all in love yourself, you know, focusing on your health, your wellness, your mental health, and just letting them know that it's okay, anything that it is. Because a lot of times what I get faced with young girls is that they're scared a lot about everything.
Yes.
Whether they're going to make the wrong choice in their career, whether they, one girl was scared, the last program I did was a Girl Meets World project. We did swag bags full of art supplies, and she was just scared to take her art supplies home because her parents didn't want her to major in art. And so it's just,
Wow. Yeah,
young girls tell me they really open up to me. And so I just had to let her know it's okay. You know, if they don't like them, just leave them at school, you know, and don't lie to your parents, but find somebody that supports that passion. And maybe they'll come around to see how much you love it, but don't give it up. Yeah, there are a lot of little girls just looking for somebody to say, it's okay. You're fine. You got it. Love yourself and believe in yourself.
Yes. Oh, definitely believe in yourself.
Right.
And don't get down yourself if you don't meet your goals. Just keep going, you know?
Right. Absolutely. A lot of times when we don't do something well. You know, this, I would say I've seen that more in little boys than little girls.
Yeah.
That when they don't make it, they quit. And I've noticed that just talking to little boys different. When I helped them with their homework, I had to fix my tone of how I was saying, like, oh no, that's not right, to, is there another answer? You know, because they would kind of shield in and get closed up, and then they won't try again. So I didn't want them to get in the point where they wouldn't try again. So even for me, I had to learn how to talk to little boys and little girls differently.
Wow. You have a lot to say, Sarobi.
I'm sorry.
No. This is good. I just have a couple more questions. And I want to know, what action steps would you recommend to listeners struggling with both their mental health and their weight? What action steps would you suggest they take right away?
Right away, start with the mental health. The physical health, nothing is done. I wouldn't say nothing would change, but it starts with your mind first. So if you're struggling with your mental health, definitely seek help for that. And then talk to, there are different clinics around town that do sliding scales. So if money is the problem, don't let it stop you. There is help out there for you. But definitely start with the mental health, and then the physical health becomes a lot easier.
Very good. Now, how do you define success? And has that definition changed as you have addressed your health?
Yes. When I was younger, success meant the corner office, lots of money, lots of cars, you know, material things. As I've started this journey, or really got to the point where that where I had those material things, I wouldn't say I had a lot of money, but you know, I was doing very professionally and had that taken away from me, I had to really look at what success meant to me. And success today to me means just getting up every day and giving it the best you've got, you know, everything, leaving it all on the court every day, helping somebody else if that's what, you know, that they call for, whatever it is, just getting through each day, because at one point, getting through each day took a lot of effort. If I make it through the day these days,
yes,
I consider that successful.
That's successful, really.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Yes. Okay, I had to hear that again.
Well, I definitely changed it.
What is on your bucket list?
Oh, my bucket list. Oh, that's a great question. I want to go to Tokyo.
Nice.
I want to go to Tokyo and Cape Town. Those are my two travel places that I still haven't been to. I definitely want My Your State to be like a national program, like for everyone in the medical field and every kind of healthcare institution, start talking about the wholeness of a person. If you see on the website, we still treat mental health and physical health differently. And we definitely need to make the connection between the two more. So I would love to see, you know, make this a top national program. And then, you know, the norms. I do want to get married and have a kid.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Family is very important, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, most definitely. But for now, you're going to enjoy the journey.
I love the journey, every step.
I think what we should do as well is kind of monitor your progress, because right now you're at a certain place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you sent me a picture yesterday of some of your progress.
Sure.
And maybe what we should do is have you on again to see what progress you've made, you know, over the next few months or so.
Oh, that
you know?
Would be great. That would be great. And can I just say one thing that I don't know if you do know, you of course you know her, my friend Bree Blythewood. We had
yes.
a great celebration in the office this morning. I mean, not this morning, but Monday. Because my colleagues like to come up behind me and hug me. And with everything that happened to me, I don't like to be touched at all. That was a big fear that I had to overcome. And I talked about it on the website. So when they come up behind me and hug me, I jump. I have always jumped. And I mean, even if I know they're coming, I still jump. It's still very uncomfortable for me. So Bree came over Monday, and I didn't even see her coming, and she gave me a hug, and I just hugged her back, and she's like, oh, and we both were like, I didn't jump. So,
wow. A major accomplishment.
Right. And it sounds silly to everybody else, but if you, like, people in my life that really, really know me know that they need to ask, can I hug you? Can I get, you know, yeah, it's been, you know, even my mom, I grew up this way, you know, with can I kiss you? Can I hug you? So you really had to ask me first, could you touch me?
Wow. When I saw you, because you came out to my expo on June 18th,
yes.
Did I hug you because we spoke, or did I just shake your hand?
You shook my hand.
Okay. That's interesting.
Right, it's a small thing, but if you don't pick up on it, you wouldn't think it was strange. But if you're the type of person that's like, oh, she just wanted to shake my hand and I, you know, hug and kiss, like, which is a normal greeting, then you would notice it. Like, oh, and my family thought I wasn't very affectionate, but after all this came about, it made sense.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Most definitely.
Right.
Wow. Very interesting. Very interesting. You know, how can my audience follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Twitter. Same thing. _Sarobi_. You can follow me on Instagram at either _Sarobi_ or at Mind Your State. On Instagram, I'm not sure if I'm gonna do Twitter for Mind Your State because I don't tweet that much. But and you can definitely sign up for the newsletter for the through the website.
Okay, what about Facebook?
Facebook, I haven't decided that yet, but I think it's definitely going to be there. So mind your safe at Facebook.
Okay. Okay. All right, good. I know some of my listeners may want to know that, so I want to make sure we got that down. All right, so Sarobi Kostefner, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you, really thank you, for coming on my show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeksoffitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.